And this is one of his workers on the roof. And I ask you, where is the safety? There's no hard hat. There's no safety harness. And he's not tethered. It will only take one of his workers to fall and file a lawsuit. And this company could be facing going out of business. Is this community looking at getting burnt for the third time? We have taken the covenants to an attorney and we sought legal advice. In your handout, there is a copy of a couple pages, and if you especially will look at that last page, it says that the intent was for a single family residential one dwelling per lot. The corporations of the original developer are still active. Therefore, he still maintains the developer rights under the covenants. JMS, or Buildright, is only the builder who has purchased lots within the subdivision and does not possess any developer rights. The developer has exclusive power, and only the developer can change these covenants. The original covenants do not allow for nightly rentals or for duplexes, and this can be changed only by the original developer. So the bottom line is that the covenants absolutely do not allow for nightly rentals. The two people ahead of me talked about timeshare, and the four homes that they were referring to have now been sold and deeded to individuals, and those homes are now single-family residences. And I respectfully ask you to deny this application.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, young fellow, but it's your turn now.
Hi, our names are Luke and Lucy Tranzo. We live at 530 Holds Lake Drive. One of the reasons my parents decided to buy our house 3 years ago was because of the quiet, peaceful neighborhood we would be moving into. We have learned to ride our bikes on the road in front of our house. We play ball on the street and are always playing in our front yard. My parents will no longer allow us to ride our bikes in the road or play outside the front of our house if you allow nightly rentals to saturate our neighborhood. The amount of traffic will be greatly increased on our road, exposing us to inattentive drivers as well as total strangers on a daily basis. Our neighborhood has always had a watchful eye, neighborly attitude, and consists of primarily retired families. If nightly rentals are allowed to enter our neighborhood, it would drastically change our neighborhood dynamic. We will no longer be able to play outside, and that makes us sad. Please don't allow this to happen.
Thank you.
Going back down this side.
Thank you for listening to our thoughts on our homes in Cross Creek in Caney County. My name is Alice Troike. I'm 79 years old. My husband and I have lived in Cross Creek about a year. We knew we wanted to downsize to a smaller home with a lot that was either fenced or could be fenced, and it had to be within 15 minutes of Cox Hospital. For about 6 months, we looked at various homes and sites and fell in love with this development at Cross Creek. The proximity to Cox, the convenience of having a grocery store, pharmacy, Ace Hardware, and Dollar General within walking distance was a big part of our choice. We drove through the development at various times of day and also on different days. Each time we found a quiet, well cared for neighborhood. During our driving around, we stopped and visited with some of the residents. They were all pleased with their decision to purchase a home in Cross Creek. There were people who were walking on the streets because there are no sidewalks. And they were either with or without dogs. There were young people riding bicycles and people working out in their front yards. They all said a home at Cross Creek would be good, and they looked forward to having us in the neighborhood. We even talked to the builder about building a home for us. We wanted a flat lot with a three-car garage. The builder told us there was nothing like that available in Cross Creek. He showed us property in Hollister and said he would build in Taney County, but not in Branson because of the restrictions. Then we had our realtor talk to the realtor who had purchased the house at 109 Caterpillar Lane, and it was vacant and listed as a rental unit, but it had not been rented. We made an offer, purchased the house. We'd talked about a golf cart to drive to the shopping center up the back way until we learned the back road would not be surfaced by the county or maintained. And if you have an opportunity now after the rains, you'll understand why a golf cart really wouldn't work. We were aware we would be installing a fence and eventually a yard and raised bed garden area. We wanted to wait to see how severe the drainage would be in the backyard. A good thing. Initially, the drainage was bad. Then a house was built on the lot just above us by our same builder, and things got worse. In spite of all this, we still believed what the builder had told our realtor about the property. What you see is what you get. Now, that may change if the nightly rentals are approved. The traffic will increase by people who do not have a vested interest in Cross Creek. They will not be watching for young people on bikes or old people who do not move fast. I was aware that there were no sidewalks, and for a year, that's not been a problem because we can walk on the streets, and we have people who walk their dogs, and I'm one of them, and my dog likes to be walked twice a day. He's also trained to stop when he hears a car, and the people who drive on our streets are aware that there are people out walking. We have kids that play in their front yard, and if a ball gets away, they're going to run in the street. And not all of us move fast. I'm moving slower. In fact, one of the young girls in the neighborhood has gotten a bike, and she can fly down the street. And personally, I don't want a headline about an accident on our streets at Cross Creek, similar to the one last week about Branson Landing. I hope you feel the same way.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Penny Metter, and I live at 320 Holtz Lake Drive. I've been there since spring of 2012. I am retired military. This is my retirement home. I live in the lot above, just above. There's two lots. My neighbor and I, well, there's actually four lots on there. Mary and John Bigler, and we live up above where they would build the double duplexes. Not only is there not adequate space there, it's a rock cliff at the end of the property. The road going over the dam is not maintained. It's not going to be maintained by the county because it's not up to snuff and it's expensive to assess that. The proposed road for the access out of that thing is, and actually I'm going to bring this to the head. You can see this is my property, and the proposed road is to go up around here. And my fence is inside my property line. And this is another owner here. They're wanting to bring the road up in there. Which, the gentleman was talking about the 16-foot. I don't even know if it's 16-foot with the easement and stuff. The other thing that I would like to share, and something I found out being a vet, and buying my house with a veteran loan, is if you saturated an area with nightly rentals, you cannot get a federal loan. And therefore, that's going to limit people buying in that area and developing it. We have plenty of room to develop things. It's just not compatible with Cross Creek. We are a multi-generational development. We've already, as was said earlier, we don't have good roads. Holtz is the only road right now that's maintained by the county. And
they're all in there except for the road to the right. That's all owned by the county. Other than that, all the ones Holt Lane, Caterpillar, Prairie.
But they haven't been updated. They haven't been. No. Yeah, we just petitioned that last year to do that. And the roads, the traffic that would go through, if they would go over that dam of the lake, it's potholes galore. You'll lose your axle in there. And to add that in, and I'm not even sure, I can't even fathom having duplexes down below me. I just, there's access, safety, there would be no, you know, comfortable way to go out and even enjoy the lake. So, and I am just kind of adding on to some more detailed stuff that folks are going to do. So I'm just asking you to vote no. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else back in this area back here?
I have a concern about how many subdivisions are going through this process. Is it most every subdivision in the thing, in this Branson area because of the amount of income coming for the shows and all that? My concern is when we moved here, again, we're mostly retired people in our neighborhood, and we had no idea that this was going to happen. And all of our money is put into this home. And when this goes in, you know, I'm not real smart in real estate like the lady down here. She's making a lot of money off of these real estate properties. All we have is our home and so much money to live on. And my concern is what happens to us? Do we not have a voice in this project that they're proposing? Do we have a voice? Can we vote one-on-one? Are we just left up to the builder and you guys to speak up for us? You know, that's my main concern.
Thank you. Anyone else in this section over here who wishes to speak? Signed up. Let's move over here to this section over here. I saw another hand or two there. Okay.
Hello. I'm Mary Bigler, and my husband John and I own three lots on Hokes Lake Drive, and we're the last three where the curve is. Our home is in the middle lot. And we're possibly going to build another home on one of the other lots for our own future use. And this is our retirement home. This might change if we're going to do nightly rentals. We chose these lots because of the view as well as the privacy feature behind the house. The builder, Brian Starkey, assured us that he would not build below us on the lake. However, that company is no more. And presently, we can enjoy the beautiful view, plus observe the deer, birds, and other various wildlife, some good and some not so good. The duplexes would completely block our view. Cross Creek has been a quiet, pretty, almost crime-free neighborhood. We've had a couple incidents where, although we might not be close friends, we recognize our neighbors when we see them. We also recognize our neighbors' vehicles as they pass by and usually give a friendly wave. We also spot vehicles that are not normally in the neighborhood or if they appear to be suspicious.